Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu addresses New Zealand International Education Conference in Wellington, says education is a medium of social transformation and nation building. RBI to announce bi-monthly monetary policy today. ISRO to celebrate Independence Day by putting on Earth observation satellite. In Bangladesh, interim government headed by Nobel laureate Muhammad Yunus to take oath tonight. At Paris Olympics, reigning Olympic champion javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra to defend his title today. Indian men's hockey team to face Spain in bronze medal match. And India lift Kava Women's Volleyball Nations League title, beating Nepal in Kathmandu. President Draupadi Murmu has said that education is a medium of social transformation and nation building. Addressing the New Zealand International Education Conference at Takina Wellington Convention Centre in Wellington today, the President said Government of India has taken several steps to improve the quality of education in the country.
Education is not just an individual endeavor, but also a vehicle for social change and nation building. Education should be creative and touch all aspects of people's life, be it economic, intellectual, artistic, social or spiritual.
President Draupadi Murmu, who is on a two-day state visit to New Zealand, reached capital Wellington early this morning. She was accorded the ceremonial welcome in the Royal Guard of Honour at the Government House. We have a report.
The rich traditional Maori culture was on display at the ceremonial welcome accorded to President Draupadi Murmu. Governor General Dame Cindy Kiro welcomed her in a Hongi tradition after the lively haka performance at the sprawling lawns of the Government House in Wellington. After the welcome ceremony, President Murmu addressed the New Zealand International Education Conference at the Takina Convention Centre, where she commended the New Zealand government for incorporating Maori culture into academic curriculum. She said that National Education Policy 2020 has brought in the multidisciplinary approach into Indian education system. President Murmu will hold a bilateral meeting with the Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Winston Peters later in the day. This is Omvesh Upadhyay with the report of Sri Sai for Akashvani News from Wellington.
The Reserve Bank of India RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das will announce the bi-monthly monetary policy today. The RBI's Monetary Policy Committee began its three-day bi-monthly policy meeting on Tuesday. The Apex Bank has kept the repo rate unchanged in the previous 8 policy reviews since February 2023. The Disaster Management Amendment Bill 2024 is listed for consideration and passing in today's business of the Lok Sabha. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will move the bill. It seeks to amend the Disaster Management Act 2005. In today's business of the Rajya Sabha, the Appropriation No. 2 Bill 2024 and the Jammu and Kashmir Appropriation No. 3 Bill 2024 are listed for consideration and return. The Lok Sabha has approved the Finance Bill 2024 with amendments. The bill gives effect to the financial proposals of the central government for the financial year 2024-2025. With the passage of the bill, the budgetary exercise is now complete. Replying to the discussion on the bill in Lok Sabha, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman emphasized that the approach to taxation has been to bring in greater simplification of tax laws and procedures and enable growth and employment in the country. On opposition's demand of rollback of GST on medical and life insurance, Ms. Sitharaman said the issue of removal of 18% GST on medical insurance can be decided in the GST Council. The finance minister said a record number of 7 crore 28 lakh of income tax returns for 2024-25 were filed till the 31st of last month, which is a 7.5% increase as compared to last year. She expressed happiness that over 58 lakh ITRs were received from first-time income tax filers. She said this indicates a widening of the tax base. The Indian Space Research Organization ISRO will celebrate this Independence Day in space by launching an Earth observation satellite into orbit. The small satellite launch vehicle will be used to launch the satellite on August 15th at 9:17 a.m. from Sriharikota. Our correspondent has the details.
The small satellite launch vehicle developed by ISRO will have its third and final demonstration flight on August 15 from spaceport in Sriharikota. SSLV-D3 rocket will launch Earth Observation Satellite EOS-08 to low Earth orbit. EOS-08 carries advanced payloads useful for disaster monitoring, remote sensing, fire and threat detection and UV radiation measurement. The small launch vehicle developed by ISRO can be produced at low cost, has low turnaround time, can accommodate multiple microsatellites and can be launched on demand in less time with minimal infrastructure requirements. It can carry 500 kg satellite to 500 km orbit. Once the demonstration flight is successful, it will be transferred to the private sector for production. Sudhindra, Akashwani News, Bengaluru.
The government has announced the Rashtriya Vigyan Puruskar, one of the highest recognitions in the fields of science, technology and innovation in the country. The ISRO Chandrayaan 3 team will be awarded the Vigyan Team Award for the contributions to space science and technology. Former director of the Indian Institute of Science, Professor G. Padmanabhan, has been selected for the Vigyan Ratna Award in Biological Sciences. The award recognizes lifetime achievements and contributions in any field of science and technology. The award ceremony for all categories will be held on the 23rd of this month in conjunction with the National Space Day. The Election Commission of India has announced schedule for by-polls for 12 Rajya Sabha seats in 9 states. Notification in this regard will be issued on the 14th of this month and nominations can be filed till the 21st of this month. The scrutiny of nominations will be done on the 22nd of August. The election will be held on the 3rd of next month. The Election Commission of India will visit Haryana on the 12th and 13th of this month. They will review the preparations for the upcoming assembly elections. Haryana Chief Electoral Officer Pankaj Agarwal said that engineers from the Bharat Electronics Limited are conducting the first level checking of EVMs in all 22 districts of the state. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at EIR News Alerts. In Bangladesh, the interim government headed by Nobel laureate Professor Muhammad Yunus will take oath tonight. Army Chief General Waqar-uz-Zaman said this yesterday in a media address. General Waqar hoped that the situation in the country will be normal within 3 to 4 days. He said those who were involved in the crimes committed over the past few days will not be spared and legal action will be taken against them. Meanwhile, Army has requested the people to contact the nearest Army camp if anyone faces any sabotage activities, violence and death threats. Director General of BSF Daljeet Singh Chaudhary reviewed the security and operational preparedness along the 856-kilometre long Indo-Bangla international border in Tripura. Amidst the ongoing turmoil in Bangladesh, he chaired a meeting with high officials of the BSF at the frontier headquarters at Salbagan in Agartala yesterday. Mr. Chaudhary applauded the tireless efforts of the paramilitary force in safeguarding the border by preventing any kind of infiltration and trans-border crimes. During his one-day visit, he also met the Director General of Tripura Police Amitabh Ranjan and DG Intelligence Anurag Dhankar. Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh informed the State Assembly that a total amount of 348 crore rupees has been sanctioned for operation of relief camp schemes. Replying to a query raised by an opposition member, Mr. Singh also said that the state government has been engaging constantly with the centre at various levels to expedite construction of the Indo-Myanmar border fence in Manipur. Britain and Egypt have asked the airlines to avoid Iranian and Lebanese airspace amid growing fears of a possible broader conflict in the region after the killing of senior members of militant groups Hamas and Hezbollah. Britain's advisory to its airlines to avoid Lebanon's airspace came hours after Egypt instructed all of its airlines to avoid Iran's airspace early this morning. Many airlines globally are revising their schedules to avoid Iranian and Lebanese airspace, while also calling off flights to Israel and Lebanon. US-based United Airlines said yesterday its flights to Tel Aviv, which were paused on July 31st due to security concerns, remained suspended. Tunisian President Kais Saied has sacked Prime Minister Ahmed Hajani and appointed Social Affairs Minister Kamil Madhouri as his replacement. The Tunisian presidency said this in a statement last night. The dismissal comes amid popular discontent with a recurring water and electricity outage crisis in many parts of the country. Hajani was named as the Prime Minister in August last year. At the Paris Olympics, reigning Olympic and world champion javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra will aim to defend his title and make history once again tonight. Indian men's hockey team will face Spain in the bronze medal match this evening. We have more in this report.
From a day of heartbreak yesterday, today looks like being a day of high hopes as the reigning world champion and defending Olympic champion in men's javelin Neeraj Chopra looks to defend his Olympic crown in Paris. It was at the Tokyo Olympics that he became the first ever individual gold medalist in track and field from India. Before the javelin event comes up, Diksha Nagar and Aditi Ashok will tee off early morning. Jyoti Araji has a good chance in the women's 100 meter hurdles repshas. In wrestling, Aman faces North Macedonia's Vladimir Igorov and Anshu faces US Helen Lewis. India are looking good to repeat their Tokyo 2020 bronze medal performance when they meet Spain in the men's hockey bronze medal match. With the report of Savio De Narona, this is Pooja for Akashwani News.
Meanwhile, wrestler Vinesh Fogart has filed an appeal in the Court of Arbitration for Sport against a disqualification. She has asked for a joint Olympic silver to be given to her. Vinesh has also announced her retirement from wrestling today. She made this announcement in a social media post. India lifted the Kawa Women's Volleyball Nations League final after beating host Nepal 3-2 at the Dasarath Stadium in Kathmandu. This victory marked India's second title in the Kawa Women's Volleyball Nations League. Despite losing to Nepal once in the league stage, India managed to secure the championship in the finals. The final match showcased the higher level of competition and skill between the two teams. India clinched gold, Nepal secured the silver medal, and Iran settled with bronze in the tournament. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast light to moderate rainfall, lightning over east, west, central, northwest and northeast regions of the country during the week. IMD said heavy rainfall is likely over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Jammu and Kashmir till Saturday. The weather agency has forecast scattered to fairly widespread light to moderate rainfall for South Peninsula regions of the country during the next 5 days. Heavy rainfall is very likely over coastal Karnataka today. Meanwhile, some parts of Delhi witnessed very light rainfall last evening and temperatures were recorded at 33 degrees Celsius maximum and 25 degrees Celsius minimum. Light rainfall has also been predicted in Delhi today. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Abhishek. Bangladesh government, led by Yunus, set to take oath today, headlines in the Sun Times. The Asian Age quotes Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma as saying Northeast insurgents may try re-enter Bangla, take new Dhaka government aid. Sabotage versus support, government opposition resolute out in Parliament, notes the Tribune. Finance Minister says indirect tax review soon, Lok Sabha clears budget, reports the Asian Age. States get 75% of GST revenue on health insurance, says Finance Minister, writes Hindu Business Line. Reform Waqf Bill on Lok Sabha table, informs the Pioneer. An extra 100 gram crushes Vinesh's Olympic dreams, writes a Hindu about Vinesh Fogart disqualification ahead of the gold bout. And finally, ex-Indian Institute of Science head Padmanabhan, Chandrayaan 3 team, among first Rashtriya Vigyan Puraskar awardees, reports the Indian Express. With that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu addresses New Zealand International Education Conference in Wellington, says education is a medium of social transformation and nation building. RBI to announce bi-monthly monetary policy today. ISRO to celebrate Independence Day by putting an Earth observation satellite. In Bangladesh, interim government headed by Nobel laureate Mohamed Yunus to take oath tonight. At Paris Olympics, reigning Olympic champion javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra to defend his title today. Indian men's hockey team to face Spain in bronze medal match. And India lift Kawa Women's Volleyball Nations League title, beating Nepal in Kathmandu. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.